Well, it's about that time. Welcome to the On the Biz with Cleo, your host. Screwed that up. Welcome to On the... Oh, God, tonight's going to be fun. Welcome to my fucking show. On the Air with Cleo. And tonight's guest is Red Cherry, which I'll be calling here in just a few minutes. Can everybody hear me okay? I messed with all my settings after the last one. Anybody see the thing about Miramar porn producers here in Florida? All the charges were dropped against them for drugging their actresses. It was Miami Vibes. I've never really heard of them. Anyway, let's call Red Cherry. Ringing, ringing, ringing. Ding dong.
Answer with video. No.
Hello?
Hello!
Good, I'm using a different mic. Is it, you can hear me fine?
You sound great to me.
Oh, good.
Good. We're on the air.
Okay.
And, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Virginia Red Cherry, Web Diva Vicky, Vegas Babe originally.
Oh, there's some interesting nicks.
Yeah. Had yeah. A bunch. Pretty much go by Virginia or Vicky now.
Okay. I've always known you as Red Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're on Green Guy's board a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's probably the only board I really go on. I might stop by Medium Pimpin' occasionally, but I'm usually just too busy working to... or playing on Facebook to do a lot of... chatting or on boards.
You're on Facebook a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm addicted to Gardens of Time, unfortunately.
Gardens of Time? What is that?
Oh, it's a game on Facebook. It's built gardens and stuff.
Yeah, I refuse to touch any of the games on Facebook.
I did too, until I got on that one. That was a mistake, so... But my sister and my brother are on Facebook, and I've got different friends that I can't see that are located all over the country, so that's a good method for me to contact them.
Yeah, I have family on Facebook, too, and I can... It's good, you know, I can talk to them virtually. They don't actually have to interfere with my life.
Yeah, PC just said, Facebook games are time eaters. Yes, they are. They are big time.
Yeah, I always see people play. I've never played one, so I just stay away. I don't have time. So, how long have you been in the adult business?
We got in around the end of 2000. Did not know anything of what we were doing. Jim wanted to get in a couple of years before that. He had worked in the adult industry back in the 80s in the print media.
In
Porn Valley. In Porn Valley, in San Fernando Valley. Years. And, we got in, we did everything wrong. We submitted a gallery to the Hun when we were on a non-adult host and burned through 600 gigs of bandwidth in 2 days. And really didn't know what we were doing until I'd say 2001, 2002. So I worked, we worked for NetPon for a while. We maintained their link list. It had over 1,500 backlinks when we took it over, and we got it current and kept it current while we were working it. 15,000 backlinks. Or in the queue, so we've just kind of built up since 2005. We don't work for anybody else. We just do our own things, and this is our only source of income. So,
was NetPon your first board?
Actually, Go Fuck Yourself was the one I found first, which was sad. And then I found NetPon very quickly after that. And Sleazy Bear really helped me out learning the business. I was part of the Beta Brigade and
J-Man
and all those, so I kind of hung out with them to learn.
Yeah, NetPon was a decent resource back when.
Yeah, I kind of went sideways, but...
Well, it's meat, because of meat now, you know.
Yeah. Jim's in here, he's chipping in from the back here.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Jim's still doing that hillbilly site or something?
Yeah, the redneck porn block.
I stopped that.
He's kind of stopped that. We haven't really... It didn't do much. Began
to take over my personality.
Yeah. It was pretty sad. It was like living with a redneck. Of course, we live in the redneck part of the world. We need to do one of those like 3-minute films like you did going to the gym, because
we don't have a full set of teeth in this whole town.
We have people that are just scary living just down the street from us, actually, that have gyms in their front yard. And
you're like outside of Vegas, aren't you?
Yeah, in the middle of the desert. It's about 60 miles outside of Vegas. Pahrump Valley is actually a bigger valley than Vegas. It's huge, but there's only about 30,000 people here, so it's very spread out.
Legal prostitution here.
Yeah. It's a
chicken ranch.
It's crack addicts and all kinds of...
So you got like the chicken ranch up the street?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a few miles away.
Does Jim visit the chicken ranch?
Well, when I need me some eggs, I go get me a dozen eggs over there. So I go in, I want some hen's eggs, and I want a dozen of them. Fetch them on over here, young lady. Well, I'll tell you what, I got in real trouble with that. I didn't go too well. They don't have any hen's eggs at all, and not a one.
Yeah, we're like half a mile or two from a very large dairy, which is... smells wonderful when the wind's right. So.
Oh, I grew up next to a chicken farm in Pennsylvania. Believe me, I know that smell.
But it's rural here. So, and when we first moved out here, I was the content manager for PibCash, and we talked to various internet providers, and I said, I upload a lot of content. I'm a bandwidth hog. And they said, oh, no problem. So we bought the house, moved out here, and they said, oh, yeah, but we'll throttle you if you upload anything over a mega... of content. I said everything I upload is over a meg because I was doing the movies. And so I had to, they made me upload between midnight and 6 a.m. So we had a hell of a time until they got DSL in this town, oh, a couple of years ago. Through, we've tried everything. We tried even Usenet for a while, trying to get reliable.
I have not heard good things about Usenet.
No. Not bad download, sucky upload, you know, very, very slow. And since, you know, we're doing all the uploading. Now it's just our own sites. I upload for our stuff, so.
I don't know. I mean, I live in the city, and I'm still struggling to get decent bandwidth. The South just has not adapted quickly.
We get 6 megs a second here. We're actually not very far from the central office and from a node, so now that we've got DSL, it's decent.
Yeah, I switched to UVerse from DSL, which is pretty much really the same thing. And
one provider in this town, if you want DSL, that's it. And one other or two others that are kind of like microwave-based systems.
Yeah, I have choice of cable or basically UVerse DSL, and cable works great. When it works, it just doesn't work much.
Yeah. We don't even have TV, so they don't have.
Yeah, how the hell do you live without a TV?
That's our choice, though. We don't want it.
I am a reader. I'm a voracious reader. I read every day, and I'd rather read than watch TV. And Jim, if there's anything he wants to watch, we have Netflix, and he'll watch that.
I watch the news too much. Depressing, you know. I just had to wean myself off that.
And he can. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you can just stream on the internet if you really want to watch it.
But. I'd rather watch a tutorial on 3D Max or May or something anyway. You know, most of the bullshit's on TV. That's this crap on TV.
But it's been 2 years now that we've been without TV, so I can't even imagine having it. So.
Wow.
You know, you talk about Facebook games or time eaters. TV, to me, was a time eater.
We're just too busy, actually. You know what I mean? We're
life with a cottage. Whatever, guys. I'm telling you, they're correct. Yeah. Well,
I seldom get to bed before 3, you know, and Ginny seldom stays up past 9.
We're on opposite schedules.
We're just working all the time anyway. Doing a lot of 3D stuff, you know. Working a lot on animation right now in Maya and Emotion Builder and 3D Max. All three of them going at once in an animation work. So we don't have time for TV anyway, you know.
Speaking of 3D, you produce your own content these days.
Yep. We got into doing the 3D because we had a boot fetish site and found it almost impossible to find content that was reasonably priced. We also have a frilly socks and heels. Same thing. Couldn't find content. So we said, well, let's just start making our own content. So we started on Poser, and Poser is a pretty good program. And you go to various sources and you buy your little the base models are free, but then you buy little add-ons to make them different characters and stuff. We're getting better at editing them to make our own characters, and started making it. And now that we've switched over to Carrera a couple of months ago, the quality is just astounding, and it's a lot faster. Poser, if I had a complicated scene, might take 30 minutes to render one photograph, and with Carrera the same thing will take me a minute. So it's
much better quality.
It's much better quality. So unfortunately, that means I'm spending a lot more time on that computer. I have an L-shaped desk, and my render machine's on one side of the L, and then my business machine's on the other, and I go back and forth. And it's tough, you know, when you're promoting yourself. We do everything. We make all of our own banners, our own tour designs, our own galleries. You know, we're not getting the stuff from the sponsor. We have to create it all. And it's working out pretty well. We've got a couple of sites that do well on the 3D. We just came out with a new one that's more extreme 3D, because that's what was selling on Adult Empire, and that's starting to, that was, last time I checked, this converting about 1 in 100, so just keep going.
Yeah, I review your stuff. It's gotten better and better. It's the stuff now is excellent quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unique.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of it's really unique. I've been doing lately some solo guys, because the quality is so much better. I'm trying to get enough that I can redo the tour on my 3D Mail Erotica, so that I've got all the Carrera stuff. And it's nice to, you don't have to work with models. We did shoot our own content for a while. We had a site, a whamming site, you know, Wet and Messy. And working with models is a pain in the butt.
It's like herding cats.
Yeah, they don't show up. They don't know how to act to the camera, you know, especially with a fetish like that. It's like, you've got to act like you really like pouring the stuff all over yourself, you know.
nobody outside England even liked it. Only the Brits liked it, which kind of figures in a way, I don't know.
And we did some nude shots, and they're like, no, we don't want them nude, we want them in wedding dresses. I'm like, what? It's the only fetish I know of that the more dressed, the better.
You're about the only, I think I've actually done, you've done so much anime for women that I'm actually thinking of splitting my anime category into a women's section. I don't think anyone else is doing anime for women.
I don't know of anyone else that's doing toons geared to women. And I've been talking to a guy that runs a Poser site that's geared to gay men, and I told him, I said, I don't know of anyone else that's doing it. It's either usually for straight men, or they're doing it for gay men, but not for women. And that's one of our most popular 3D sites, is the one for women.
No, I actually enjoy reviewing it.
We took a hit with Panda and with Google, so our sales are down, but we're just struggling along, trying to get it back up.
Yeah, have you ever thought of branching out from an AVS to maybe a CC build site, so that people could market your site?
I do have some on Zombio, and I've been doing tests, and they do sell, but the one thing about AVS is they get access to a lot of bonus content and a lot of other sites that I can't provide right now. So it's a little tougher to provide a standalone site when I don't have just the sheer volume of content that AVS does.
Do, yeah.
Adult Empire, you can promote my stuff. You make, I think it's $14.95 a sign-up. I have hosted galleries up there. For most of my sites, I have banners, things like that. I make $5 when you sign up.
Actually, I didn't know that. After the radio show, you need to post some links.
And, okay. That's why I do most of my stuff on NetVerifier, because we make more money, but Adult Empire has a webmaster referral or has a program that you can sell us to.
And what was the other one you mentioned that you're using?
Oh, Zombio.
Yeah, that I've read about it. I'm not really familiar with it at all. Tell me a little about it.
Zombio is out of Europe somewhere. And they provide processing for adult sites, and that's it. And you do not have to have the $700 visa fee, which is yay. I don't know how they get around it. I hope that's Adult Empire. I'm always saying their name. But I set up a processing with them. I have 4 or 5 sites, I think, on them, and I do get some signups. I was planning eventually to try and do a webmaster program with them if it becomes popular enough. But for now, I probably do more with the Adult Empire and Verifier. And I'll link up too and tell them how to find my sites on Adult Empire. There's the bad thing about Adult Empire, no offense to anyone in this room that might be Russian, they are run by Russians. They pay on time, I've never had a problem with it, but there are enormous amount of sites on there that I know have stolen content. None of mine do, but
they're real fussy too.
They don't seem to be real fussy on checking up on that stuff. So.
They're fussy with us.
God forbid I have a vampire biting a chick and a little bit of blood in her neck. That's a no-go, but they have some people that are having sex with dragons. That's an okay, you know?
Are we talking about cartoons?
Yeah, cartoons.
And you can't have blood in the cartoon?
No, can't have anyone that looks like they're sleeping, can't have anyone with a drink in their hand. Because they can't have drunk, can't have anybody with a gun in their hand.
They see it's their processor.
It's their processor.
Oh, okay. So. I mean, when I think of Russian porn, I think of the bad wallpaper and the pimply kid doing the old woman drunk.
You think of all the things that they don't allow.
It's actually the same as it used to be.
But the Adult Empire, they host all of the sites. It's an ABS, so that they have control over the content, which is, you know, that's what they want. And they have hosted galleries, like I said, and hosted banners. So.
But they're honest with us.
They're honest with us. I have to say, they pay and everything. I sound coming from the speakers. Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Skype has popped a thing giving me an error. I wanted to make sure everything was still okay.
No, it's okay, and I was just looking to see if I hadn't spazzed and forgot to hit the archive button, but I have hit the archive button. I'm a little medicated tonight.
Oh, I wish I was medicated. I'm just out of it because of a cold.
Yeah, I swear I caught a cold when I was in the hospital, and it just is gradually going away. I don't know. Hospital's a great place to get sick.
Oh, yeah. Staff and all that wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
They pass along to you.
Yeah, they kept on sticking their finger up my nose with medication for the staff. That was weird.
Yeah, I try to avoid them. I've been going through the you've probably seen on Facebook the no gluten thing, and that's been a thrill. But I'm feeling so much better now; it's unbelievable. Give up wheat, everybody.
We bought a juicer a week ago after watching the movie Sick and Almost Dead, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And we've been drinking juice now for a week, and we already feel better, and I'm actually looking thinner. I can't believe it.
I wouldn't mind trying that. I watched the promo on that. I put it in my Netflix queue. I haven't watched it, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still experimenting with buying stuff and what tastes edible and what doesn't, but it's really both Christy and I, it's really making a difference in us. It's amazing.
Well, we're supposed to get our nutrition from the food we eat, and unfortunately a lot of us eat processed food and don't eat raw foods, and we don't, you know, and juicing is a way to get it. That's what the whole thing is, because you eat a lot of the vegetables and fruits we normally eat.
So, Huh, what's going on?
Vegetarian, or are you just a?
I'm vegetarian. I don't eat any kind of flesh. I'll eat dairy because I'm a practical vegetarian, and there's dairy in everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'll eat cheese and stuff, but that's about it.
You're like me then. I'll eat. I can't seem to give up cheese.
Yeah, I love cheese. I do. I you know, I don't care. It's good. I don't like tofu cheese. I like real cheese.
Tofu cheese tastes like plastic.
Yeah, it's you know. I mean, we've been on a smoked Gouda kick for the last month.
Yeah, it's kind of the healthy adult webmasters. When they think of people doing porn, they don't think of vegetarians that grow their own vegetables and...
Yeah, we grow our own herbs and everything, and yeah, I guess... yeah, I've been to the webmaster conventions. There's a lot of unhealthy webmasters, to say it nicely.
Yeah. Well, I am not thin, you know. I could stand to lose 45 pounds, but I eat a lot better, except lately I found out that Kettle makes a brand of potato chips that are gluten-free, and that was a mistake. Stop. Don't buy me anymore.
So what means of promoting do you use?
I use almost primarily submitting to free sites, submitting to TGPs. Right now the only paid account I have is with Shemp. I do use Chameleon Submitter to submit to the TGPs. I use a combination of RoboForms filler and like a list of links to submit to the free sites, and submit almost every day except the last couple of days. I try to do 3 galleries and 2 free sites every day.
Wow.
I'm feeling good. Yeah, on top of doing all of the doing our own content and everything, it tends to be about 10-hour days. We do 7 days a week, so that's our life.
Do you you recycle the galleries into your free sites?
I do it the other way. I use an Excel spreadsheet. I put all of my free sites and then the links to the galleries. I put what template I use. I have some sites that I have about 7 templates for the free sites. Then about a month later, I'll go back and submit those galleries as a gallery. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just make completely standalone galleries. So. But my problem I'm starting to run into is I use the same content for a couple of sites. I'm afraid I'm submitting like same sets of pictures and I am spacing it. I try not to. I try to kind of go at least 6 months before I submit the same sets.
You know, it all starts looking the same to me. After a while, I have a hard time remembering if I've submitted stuff.
Yeah, me too. Unless it's something that I just created on in 3D, I haven't a clue. Especially we bought a bunch of content from Adult Labs, and it's a lot of the same actors and actresses. So, did I submit this set? You know, they've just got slightly different clothes on. That's it. So, but, you know, we've got 40 to 50 ABS sites with Net Verifier, and I think, I don't know, 8 or 10 with Adult Empire, and that's what we do. We submit and we rarely submit anything that isn't for our own stuff. I've got a couple of adult sponsors that I use, but not very much. We have about, I'd say about at this point, 75 to 80% of our income is from our own ABS sites. And people say ABS is dead, and I'm like, you just keep thinking that.
So are you doing blogging or anything? Or?
Mm-hmm. I do have several blogs. My main one is Got Porn for Women. That's updated almost daily with my submits for my free sites. One of our ABS sites, Got Sexy Boots, I actually have a blog on it in the tour. I have a sexysolomen.net blog that I update when I do the guys. And then we have a few other, like we have some 3D blogs and stuff. We started trying to do like what Mailman did, which I thought that was funny how he got his name, with the babes, but it's not our thing, you know? So we didn't really do very well with that. It's a lot of work to do a lot of blogs.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if I could add a ton of blogs on top of what we're doing right now. Yeah. We do have link lists, you know, we have some niche-specific link lists. And
yeah, I submit to your link list.
Huh?
I submit free sites to your link list.
Yeah, and we have some, like I have free porn, free-porn-for-women.net, that's a hub that actually sends more traffic than some of the link lists, so, you know, I've...
Alien Sex Links in England.
Yeah, we bought Alien Sex Links from, I can't think of what his name was. Unicorn dude.
Unicorn, I remember him.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, we bought that.
So many people have disappeared.
It has. Oh my goodness. There's not a lot of places left to submit.
No.
You know, I was thinking back how we got into ABS. We submitted a gallery that had a girl in boots. It was our own content. And I noticed I was getting a ton of traffic from a boot gallery, a boot TGP. So I built a little standalone free AVS site on free NetPass and got a whole bunch of signups. And that's, you know, that's how we did it, because we had just met the guys at an Internext from free NetPass. So, you know, if anyone is thinking about doing AVS sites, do what you know. Do what turns you on, you know. Both Jim and I love boots, so that's a fetish that we do. Do what you can get sites. Bill, I tried to tell, you know, he was looking for a sponsor for Teen Anal. I'm like, make your own. Make your own site. And sell yourself, because then no one else is selling you. So they're not seeing banners that are saturated. They're seeing, well, I've never heard of that site before. And then they go and visit and sign up.
And you're doing mostly with NetVerifiers, which you said is your best one?
Yes. And they pay about twice as much, so.
Yeah, I actually have one little lame NetVerifier site.
We were, up until, I think about April of this year, we had the most membership we'd ever had, and we were doing very well. And then, like I said, the Panda update came by, and we had some terms that we had ranked 1 through 3 for years that we lost. And we've lost some members in our NetVerifier, but it looks like this period will finally start gaining again. And what's nice is it's all the rebuilds. Just like, that's what keeps you going in the slow times, is the rebuilds.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, so what if it's been a while since you made an AVS site, Bill? Just do it. And it doesn't have to be very pretty. Some of the sites I've seen that convert the best are the ugliest-looking AVS sites. There's a guy that does a bunch of teen sites that I can't even figure out how to find his join page.
He's setting records, though.
Yeah, but he was setting records.
What the hell's going on?
That's interesting. I guess it's all about the content. As long as you got something that someone wants, it doesn't matter how bad of a designer you are.
Absolutely. And you don't have to have movies either. You know, my best-selling sites are pictures only.
I do best. I most of my sales come from picture promotions.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do better using pictures for promoting.
Mm-hmm. We've got sites that we have movies in, but we just don't. You know, it's overwhelmingly pictures to movies.
No, I think there's still a huge market for pictures. I don't think movies, you know, pictures are far from dead.
Well, and you've still got a lot of people that are on Solar Connections that, even me on the connection I'm at, it would be difficult for me to watch a lot of the movies. I would probably tend to download it and watch it on the computer. But, you know, that's kind of what we do. We just kind of day in, day out, just submits and stuff. I wish I knew better sources to get traffic. You know, we just getting the traffic like you used to. I used to be able to give me any term and I'd rank in Google, and it's impossible anymore. They're on to your evil ways.
Well, the tubes have all the good rankings these days.
And I've never submitted to a tube, so I don't know. I've thought about that. The sites we have movies for, watermarking it and submitting it, but I've never submitted to one. I don't know what that's like.
I actually have done it. Tons of traffic, burned a lot of bandwidth, not one sale.
Yeah, that's my worry. I'd rather, if I'm going to burn a ton of traffic, I'd rather submit something to the Hun.
Yeah, the Hun I do well off of. So what, yeah. It burns a ton of bandwidth.
Yeah, now the bandwidth is so cheap, it doesn't really matter. I don't burn anywhere near what I have, so.
Same thing here. I mean, it's the Hun just kind of uses up my excess bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to waste.
I'm just waiting for the first to hit with the most extreme and see how that's, because the Hun seems to convert odd fetishes.
Odd stuff, that's exactly. The Hun does not convert on stuff that you see every day.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, trolls with a girl in an alley is so. I try to at least make all of my monster stuff humanoid looking, so they look like it was beastie. So.
Your monster stuff is definitely out there.
Yeah, well, you know, when you go into it all the Tempire and you look at the sites that sell, the ones that sell are the ones that are out there. A lot farther out there than I am, so.
You were the first one I knew to start using social widgets.
I saw that on PC. and he's in the room. And I saw him using those, and I was like, hey, I'm going to try that. And actually, I don't know if anybody else clicks on them, but I click on them. That's how I submit to StumbleUpon and stuff. And I figured, well, if they see, wow, five people have shared this, I might as well check it out. Maybe.
No, they send you a report each once a month, once a week, whatever, that shows how many clicks you've gotten versus how many you've returned. And it's done a lot, but I always get more return than clicks.
Yeah, and StumbleUpon is a great source of traffic. I'm getting now where almost everything I submit gets double digits on StumbleUpon from traffic.
Yeah, StumbleUpon is good. And I get a lot of traffic from Twitter. I don't understand Twitter, but I get traffic from it, and so I submit to Twitter.
Well, Twitter, if someone happens to be searching on a hashtag when you submit a hashtag with it, and you pop up, then they might click on your link. So we might get 30 clicks right off the bat because people happen to be searching on one of the hashtags. Now, I don't know long term, I've got people following me. Jim's got more people following the horny redneck on Twitter than I do. I don't know why anyone would follow him.
His avatar is hard to look at.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I got to look at it every fucking day. It's unbelievable. I got real good teeth. I don't have anything like that kind of a teeth. I'm not cross-eyed, not wear those fucking glasses.
So you don't actually wear your fake teeth to town or anything.
He's threatened to do it.
I'm going to take him to Vegas one of these times and do some casino work. I'm going to see if I can get a dozen insects over the whorehouse too with those teeth. Overall,
feel like going somewhere with Borat. Dress like that.
Oh my God, I've actually seen that movie.
I laughed so hard.
Oh.
And then I tried to watch a second one. I didn't like it. Couldn't watch that one, but Borat was pretty funny.
The fat guy chasing him around with the elevator with that.
Oh, my God.
That was funny. Oh, my gosh.
But now, see, PC is one you should also do a radio show for because he's doing some great stuff with his link list. And I admit, I look at what he's doing and I follow it.
I'm in awe at what he's doing with his link list.
Now, I took Best Cybersex Porn Sites, was just a hub, and I put the LinkX script on it, and he helped me get it where you can submit to Twitter and stuff, and it's gone from nobody getting any clicks to now everybody's getting a couple of clicks, and I'm trying to build that up.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's been very helpful.
Super guy. And, very, very helpful and nice.
I wanted to build it up, but no one else is submitting but me, and come on, everybody submit to it. I don't care. You don't even have to have a receipt. Just submit.
Oh. Have your cats abducted you?
Yeah, he abducted him. They was whining in the hallway. I don't know how much of that was coming through the audio.
Oh, I have cats. I can hear it.
At least Oreo was not on my shoulder because you'd hear her. She purrs very loud. I was like, oh my God, it's going to sound like I got a fan right next to me.
Congress has said they're archiving every single tweet, so that's interesting.
I'm sure there's some kind of...
They said all of it, no filters. There was a thing on CNN a few months ago about it, that it was some project to archive the entire Twitter, everything.
All of that. I wish I'd have thought of something like Twitter or Facebook, it's... I'd be rich, but...
Yeah, now the Google's come out with the Google Plus. They're trying to steal away from Facebook.
I start to feel like, God, you guys must hear this three times, because I'll put something on Facebook and then put something on Google Plus and then put something on the board. I never know which one to post at anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm like, well, I posted this on the board. Should I post this on Facebook? Because kind of the same people.
Yeah. I have my family, but they don't quite completely overlap. But the people I talk to the most are on Green Guy, if it's not my family. So.
Yeah, I have to say, Green Guy is probably the board I talk the most on. I actually visit about four different boards every day.
Oh, wow. See, you're more... I don't know. I'm just too busy. I'm also kind of ADD, so I have double monitors and two computers and go back and forth. And I would get... I'd waste too much time if I was going to that many boards.
Let's see. Epic wants an address. Address of what?
Oh, is there any questions?
Any questions? Come on, people.
I'm sorry, I'm a little out of it with a cold, so I don't know if we've really covered anything that's applicable to adult wasters.
Hey, we talked about juicing.
I know mostly ABS, that's what I do, so ABS and submit. Okay, how do you make the ABS sites? Basically, it depends on the ABS. With Net Verifier, it's a minimum of, it's either 200 or 300 picks. Adult Empire is 500, they have a bigger thing. And I heard from somebody a long time ago to niche your traffic. Niche it right down to the tighter the target, the better you can get people. Like, we've got sites that are just girls in white socks. And get your content together, and then I create a pay site looking tour for it. Some of my sites only have a one page and then a sign up. Some of them have four or five pages. I do use a CMS program, Site Depth. I was one of the first people to ever buy it. I have an unlimited license for the rest of my life. Thank you. So I have all of my ABS sites on it that are not on Adult Empire. So I build the inside and put all the picture galleries in it. Then we you submit it to like Net Verifier for approval or Adult Empire, and they approve it, and then you start sending traffic. And you send traffic to it just like you do a sponsor site. So those of you that run link lists have seen my sites. I make all my own banners. I make my own galleries. And I send traffic to the tours. One of the things that I do is, now that I have about 40 sites, is on all of my join pages, I have an iframe that says, you know, when you join, you get all of this. And then it shows all of my sites, and then plus a bonus of whatever, 200,000 more sites. Why Net Verifier? Because they're still around. And they pay on time, and they pay the highest. You make, let me think. You can do $3, you get paid on a trial, $15 on a sign up if they sign up for a basic, $28 if they sign up for the regular, $22 on rebills, $28 on rebills for a video elite. So it's a good amount of money. They do not have, though, where you other webmasters can resell your stuff. I have used a lot of ABS systems in the past. They've all gone the wayside. Net Verifier, Hashberry, no, they're here to stay. I use Adult Empire because they have a lot of toon sites and a lot of toon traffic, and other webmasters can sell my stuff. So that's why I use those too. But basically, I started out with niches that I knew and I enjoyed, and then I just started getting really odds. When you buy a set of content, you're going to have a blowjob, you might have cum shot, you might have straight sex, you might have redheads, you might have, so you can make, if you have a whole set of content, you can make a site that's just targeting each of those little tiny things. And that's what I did. And it's taken us a while, we've built up this site. Yeah, there are, we got hit by CyberAge. CyberAge just locked us out. I don't think Net Verifier is going anywhere. It's a worry. It's a worry for us when 70% of our income is coming from one source. But that's what we do. And you're fucking Cyber AGS. I agree, Bill. I was really mad at that. We lost 45 members when they folded. So we lost about 450 to 500 a month residual income. Bastards.
Have they actually folded, or they just?
No, they just.
They screwed everybody.
They just took a certain percentage of webmasters and said, sorry, you're no longer with us. With no reasons, I called them, I sent emails, couldn't get any kind of explanation. They screwed a whole bunch of us.
But they're still around, I believe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's... I remember when they dropped you and a lot of other people.
But there's other AVSs out there. I don't know much about them. I used Sexy AVS for a while, but NetFireFire is it's the one I like. And they pay on time. They direct wire right into my checking account, which is nice. But you can always, you know, Adult Empire, if you don't have a lot of bandwidth, you can always try them because they host your site. Because they want to keep control of it, so they give you a place where you log in and you upload your tour and you upload the thing, and then you can upload promos for other sponsors. But, you know, picture them as pay sites. And I admit, I've got 40 AVS sites, and we sell probably 12 of them. The rest were, I just made them because I had the content, so that it kind of bulked out my portfolio that looked like I had a lot of other sites, so. But...
Well, that is the nice thing about doing AVS sites. I mean, you can do other ones, too. It's not like the setup cost or anything.
I remember someone telling me that if you have content that's midgets fucking watermelons, and that's what somebody wants to see, you can sell it in an AVS site, you know, and it's that targeted. You know, we've got some of our best ones, like I said, girls in socks. It's
I don't get that.
I don't either, but hey.
Itself, so. I see the sites coming from you, and I'm like, girls in socks? What the
girls
fuck?
White socks. That's even more targeted, you know?
Yeah, I just, I actually do well with the, myself, besides the shemale stuff, I do well with the Secretarian glasses.
Well, and there's a niche.
Yeah, go figure. You know? I mean, glasses.
Well, there's that whole niche of the coming on the glasses, too, which I don't get. It's just, all I can think of is, damn, I'd have to clean my glasses.
Bill says it has to do with sexual imprinting.
You know, I don't have any fetishes. There's nothing really that turns me on. I do like lots of leather clothing and stuff, you know. I think that's really cool, but it's not like a sexual thing. I just think it looks cool.
Yeah, we went to, for July weekend, we got invited to a dominatrix's home, and so we watched everybody in vinyl and everything, and it was fun to watch. It didn't turn me on, but it was amusing.
Yeah, we went to BonCon when it was back in Vegas. Now, there is some people that are...
That was great.
That was... talk about boot fetish, but... It was amazing. These people are walking around. We saw one girl walked around in saran wrap, you know, and they were carrying her. But they're really into the bondage. That's a fetish I don't get. And I don't do sites for them because I don't understand it, you know. But I know the people are loyal. I'd like to do more. That niche has a lot of disposable income. And I'd like to do some 3D gay because I think that would work. So
gays have a lot of disposable income. Not they do.
And I'd like to, I don't know, I guess I, but I told one person it would have to be a romantic gay, because I couldn't do anything like, you know, it's kind of more my niche, but we'll see, that might be the next thing I try to do in 3D.
I'm going to have to split up my anime category just because of you.
Yeah, I do a lot.
I was submitting to your link list today, you don't have an interracial category.
Yeah, that's...
I was surprised.
That's Jim's choice.
Okay.
That's something that he doesn't care for, so he doesn't have it on there.
No one should have things they don't like.
Yeah, it's, you know, we don't have any of the extreme, like the fisting or the pee sites either, just because we were told by an attorney a long time ago not to have that because of the whole... Does it have any kind of redeeming value argument? So we don't do any of that, any of the hard. Although some of the 3D stuff I see people and it's like, that's rape. but they submit it and they do it and I don't get it, you know. Maybe it's not a problem because it's in 3D.
Yeah, I don't get the pissing at all. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a pissing category. It's right up there with Bukkake.
And you know, that was one of the first fetish niches that we did too, was piss sites, and sold it very well. But then I found out the whole, you know, you could get in trouble with that, so we ended up taking down all of our sites and taking the categories off. I want to stay under the radar of anybody that might be looking for people that are doing.
You've got legalized prostitution in your town and you're worried about pissing.
You know, it's this is a weird, they were trying to pass a law in this town to charge people $6,000 a year business license doing any kind of adult business. I'm like, oh, that would hurt. It never did get passed. And trying to get it where if you hired anybody to help, they had to go through extensive background checks. And that was even for, like, because they were trying to get the adult toy store that opened up out here. It just cracks me up. You guys are bitching about an adult toy store and you've got brothels down the street, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a huge Hustler super mall of sex toys across the street from the supermarket here. But we don't have prostitution. And we don't have any nudity with liquor inside the city limits.
I don't think they allow that here either. I think it's nudity without liquor at the one gentleman's club that they have here.
Oh, well, you only have to go 3 miles up the road, and then you're in a different city, and that's where our dancer friend that comes stays with us works, and it's full nudity, and you get drunk, and...
Well, what's sad here is Vegas does not allow the brothels to advertise on billboards. Which is sad. So you've still got streetwalkers in Vegas that are could be harmed. At least out here, they're in a nice, safe environment. And,
yeah, know, prostitution in Vegas is illegal, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And the brothels in Pahrump cannot advertise in Vegas.
I did not know that. I mean, not even like in the Yellow Pages or anything, or
I don't know about Yellow Pages, but they can't do any type of billboard. And
no hookers on billboards.
Yeah, it's something like it's illegal in every county that has a town with more than so many people.
Yeah, I think I read it was 20,000 or something, very low.
No, it's more than that because we've got more than that in this town. So that might be like 50,000.
Okay.
But it isn't very high, you're right.
I mean, here prostitution's illegal, but all the newspapers and everything advertise it.
Yeah, well, they have escorts and everything.
There's no sense to the government.
No, there isn't. You know, you need to do stuff like here. They haven't had a case of a sexually transmitted disease at a brothel here in like 15 years. And you need to do stuff like that. Keep it safe, keep it taxable and things like that. But, and that's the thing with us, with our income, our industry. It's not like I go around to the street corner and go, hey, I'm a pornographer. But I'm proud that I'm with a group of people that we're making sure that we're not using illegal content and we're not using underage content and we're, you know, sensitive to that.
We police our industry pretty well amongst ourselves, at least.
Yeah. And people don't realize we're just a bunch of normal. Well, I don't know about normal.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out what normal is, but all I know is I can't catch an STD from my keyboard.
Yeah, and I get to look at well-hung muscular men all day.
Well, there you go.
That I create myself. I have my sister call me and I go, oh yeah, I'm just sorry, I'm just kind of moving a stick around here in 3D, you know?
Yeah, Christy and I do our morning blogs and reviews while still in bed with the laptop on us, so we both wake up to screens full of porn. They would be like asking each other, like, well, does this sound right? And and
I know, I'd love to get Jim to write more stories. He's a very good writer. And but he's a very slow typist. So it's tough. He's a two-finger typist. Me, I can type 100 words a minute, so.
I'm somewhere between you two.
Yeah. Probably not quite that. I'm probably more like 80 words a minute. But
if only I'd actually thought of a use for typing back when I was in school and they were trying to teach it, because this is pre-computer days. I'm old.
Yeah. I learned on an IBM Selectric, and that was a manual typewriter, and I type on the keyboard like I'm pounding the keys through the drawer. because it's the way I learned on a deep stroke typewriter, and I typed 11 words a minute. No, well, stories sell somewhat irregularly, but I mean, like, for our, we have inside our, especially the women's fantasy site, I'll do a set of pictures, and then I write a story, a backstory behind the pictures. And I do about, like, 5,000 word stories, roughly, and they're inside the members area. And that's a selling point.
Ooh. Yeah, so you're actually doing story sites?
No. Well, I have one story site. My Illustrated Erotic Stories. It's one of my ABS sites.
Okay. Does it sell?
Yeah, I got a couple of members. But it's more like I do stories inside my fantasy site to sell, and that, you know.
Okay.
Addition.
I understand Illustrated Storytelling.
Yeah, I've got, of course, me, I'm a reader, and I read an incredible amount of urban fantasy, romantic fantasy, like werewolves, vampires. I do that in 3D because that's what I like. So the stories kind of help, you know, sci-fi stuff. I used to do stories with a cost benefit.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I pretty much, I think story sites are, I don't know, I long ago abandoned them, but I could see doing an illustrated story site.
Well, and it's nice, you know, because I've got some ongoing series in my different sites, so I'll do a set. I've got one that, it was so funny, I called it Beauty and the Beast, an adult empire. Made me take the name down because it had the name Beast. I'm like, you know, that is a, that's just the, that's a type of story, you know. Isn't that I'm saying that it's bestiality?
Yeah, World Sex declined my gallery the other day because I had Beast on the page and I was referring to the man's penis and the Beast, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, well, they're touchy about that
Beast work. Yeah,
and I can, you know, I can understand, that's one of the taboos.
Florida finally outlawed bestiality last month. It was actually legal to have sex with your dog in Florida until last month.
Okay. It's kind of sad that they actually had to make a law.
Yes, it was this. It was after a couple guys got caught doing their dogs. I don't get it.
Wow. I just saw PC say Jim can leave a message on a cell phone, then Google can translate this into text.
Okay. Google Translate, yeah, does that.
He uses Dragon Naturally Speaking, too. But lately, his brain has been full of animation. I go in there and...
Now that's a visual.
It's... You know, doing 3D pictures is tough. Think of every joint on your body, especially fingers, is the one that I... And you have little three-way rotations that you rotated to get the people into the right position. Well, he's got, for every frame, you've got a keyframe to move this, and you have to move it, and then... You know, and it's, I look at what he's doing and it just makes my brain hurt. So he's been really trying to get that down because we want to do more animation in our 3D sites. So.
So you're actually doing movies in animation as well?
Yep.
Oh, he's okay.
His longest one is about 2.5 minutes. It takes, I don't know what it is in Carrera. I did a 6-second animation in Poser. It took 4 hours to render. It's faster in Korra, though, so it's... You think about a movie like Finding Nemo and how long it took them to do that.
I remember back in the 90s, there was a show called Babylon 5.
Yep, I remember that.
And it used to take them 24 hours to do, like, 5 minutes of animation.
It's insane. Now, Korra's faster. It animates a frame every... I think about a frame a minute. So, you figure 30 frames a second.
At what resolution, though?
He's working at 720x480, I think.
Okay.
It's...
That's pretty high def.
Yeah, it's... You can go bigger than that, but it's... It's the hours that it takes him to get that many frames to render it, so... And he's fighting a learning curve, trying to learn that, because it's just insane. Trying to learn how to animate, but... I think him and I, if we were 30 years younger, we would be in California working in the industry in either games or I would have gone to school for 3D and 3D modeling and done it.
Were you an artist at one time, weren't you? I mean, you can actually draw and stuff.
Yeah, well, I actually did. Yeah, I was, but not anything where I sold. I like to draw. Jim, though, he was a muralist. He did airbrush murals in Venice Beach.
Oh, wow.
And did people's houses and stuff like that. So, yeah, he was an artist.
I've always been in awe of people that can draw. I can't draw a stick figure.
I'm not real good because I'm left-handed and I have to tilt everything sideways and it's really tough to do.
Oh, you're a lefty.
I'm a lefty. I have to have everything on a 90 degree angle turned.
So you mouse with your left hand?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, which is always fun when I go in and we go back and forth on each other's keyboards. So move that mouse. But any other questions?
No, I think I'm
rambling.
It's quiet today. I don't seem to have a lot of questions. More people have been listening to the archives than actually attending the shows.
Yeah, I went and listened to the Mailman archive because I didn't know anything about. I admit I never remember when these things are going on to come in, and that was cute listening to him. I'm in awe with them with the number of blogs they have. Just can't even imagine doing that many blogs.
No, I'm doing about 50, just under 50 blogs, and this is too much for me. I can't imagine running 500.
I probably have 10 that I do regularly, and that's a lot. But I can't even imagine 50.
No.
You know what? I know that it will work, and tagging and all of that works. You know, I get a lot of traffic to Got Porn for. It's an older blog. It's been around for a lot of years, and when you look at it, it's a lot of the tag pages are the ones that have the traffic because I've tagged stuff. So,
well, it's been great having you on the air. You've been actually very interesting.
Oh, thank you.
For someone that said they didn't have much to say.
Yeah. I'm very shy in person, but once I get to know you, I'll talk your ear off.
That's a good thing. Anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to let you go and wrap tonight's show.
All right, thank you.
And, by the way, post on the board in the radio form or whatever a bunch of your links and stuff.
Inside this little chat thing or on the...
On the main board. Post it on... post it in the radio thread and maybe I'll move it someplace better or something.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Red Cherry, and that pretty much concludes tonight's episode, and I thank you all for coming, and the people listening to the archives, I thank you for listening as well. Bye now.